Hi, this is Isaiah Izzy Peterson.
And this is Gene SQ Lover Angel. And we're here giving you the very first episode of Squizzy.
Yes, Squizzy. SQ being for Gene.
The SQ Lover, yeah.
Izzy for me, the Izzy.
It makes sense, we promise.
It's pretty great. I guess we're going to start off talking about the holidays.
The holiday season is... Let's turn off AIM here. The holiday season is indeed just ending, it being what, the 26th now.
And it's about damn time, I say.
I agree. The holidays. What a horribly commercialized event.
Indeed, and Gene would know nothing about that, not working in retail like I do.
Or at all.
Or at all, for that matter. Staying at home and just sitting on his computer all day while I'm at work, slaving away at GameStop.
Yes, slaving away at GameStop.
Daily do I, you know, pass out the video games to people and talk about games. It's hard work.
The horrible endurance you have is simply astounding.
I understand this, and but for the past few days it's been insane, really, and I'm glad for it to be over. But now all the little gremlins are out with their gift cards and people making returns of mm-hmm. of games I recommended to them. And frankly, I just want to kill them all.
This is true. I mean, arguably this has been the best holiday season for video games, though.
Oh, God, yes.
God, yes.
This last CPL was insane.
How many systems do you think, coming up to Christmas, you sold in just Christmas week?
Several hundred, honestly.
Just in your store?
Just in my store alone. We made a throne out of the PS2s, because we got 50 PS2s in one shipment. Made a throne in the back. I sat on them.
How did it feel to have 50 PlayStation 2s under your tush there?
Well, I was glad to know I was going to be sending at least 50 people home with PS2s covered in my butt juice. Relatively glad thought, you know, them giving me all the business they did,
yeah.
Making it possible for me to work.
Now, do you work on any type of commission there at GameStop, or is it
not at all? Not at all. That's why we can give our people our honest opinion. People come in, you know, they think I'm trying to sell them something whenever I tell them to buy the Sony brand controller instead of the off-brand, you know, terribly crappy controller.
And that's really true. I was playing Final Fantasy VIII through the first time, and I had a Mega Memory card. Oh, it sounded great. 50 pages.
Very, very nice. Mega yeah. Memory card.
Got to level 99, all my characters, about to fight Ultasima, the end boss, and no more memory on the memory card.
Well, that's what you get for purchasing an off-brand memory card.
That is indeed what I get. The thing did last me quite a while, though, and it was inevitable. But that's when I ended up buying the, and I am ashamed, buying the Game Shark.
You bought the Game Shark.
I did buy the Game Shark.
Damn your eyes, Gene.
What can I do? I had to do something. There was no way that I was going to level up those characters again.
I did it twice on Final Fantasy VII myself.
Well, Final Fantasy VII is different. In Final Fantasy VII, you didn't have to gather all those spells and junction them like you did in VIII.
But you had to spend at least 99 hours doing it. It was good times.
It was good times, even so.
I guess that is a feasible excuse to use a Game Shark, but messing with the code going through the processor of my PS2 is not something I generally like to do.
Well, this is something that I love to do. In fact, I took my PlayStation 1, and I actually hacked it. Yes, indeed, I hacked it through the hex. I changed all the names of the tricks in Tony Hawk's Pro Skater to Gene is better than you, to Gene owns, to Gene is God.
No.
I felt like a hacker. And
I'm thoroughly impressed. I didn't know that about you, Gene.
No, I did do that once.
Elite hacksawing skills.
Elite hacksaw, indeed.
Very nice.
All right, then. Next on the list is our good friend Adam.
Adam, leader of the clan. By the way, we are in Team Saints.
Team Saints, Cal IM this season, Counter-Strike.
Yeah, we were went to Lethal Gamers, had our butts handed to us.
Well, you know, we didn't get last place, and that's what matters. We placed 9 through 13th of 18 clans.
That's not bad at all.
That's really not bad, considering it was a pre-CPL LAN. Yeah. And, you know, there were teams like Forsaken and Echo 7.
Which you did very well against from the demos that I saw.
We played against Echo 7 on Dust 2. And Echo 7 being a Kali clan, they really, you know, they had their stuff together. And it was really impressive playing against them, especially with Destruct.
There were several times I saw that it would come down to you killing everyone on the team except for Destruct.
Uh-huh.
Three of you rushing him and him killing you all every single time.
Yeah, Destruct really is a wonderful player, and it's funny to see him leave Echo 7 again after just joining them after CPL.
Right.
So, I don't know. I wish him good luck, and Echo 7 has since broken up, so we like to think that we had a hand in that.
Indeed.
Anyway, getting back to the thing at hand here. Adam.
Adam, yeah, we're going to give a shout out to my good friend of the past almost 9 years now. Mm-hmm. I've been friends with Adam since sixth grade.
I've known Adam for almost, I guess we're coming up on 1 year now. And,
anniversary.
Let me tell you, it has been, hands down, the most hideous year of my life.
What can I say about Adam? The first time that he called my house from sixth grade, my mom looked at me and said, "Isaiah, there's a girl on the phone to talk to you." he had the girly voice when he was younger, and I think he's outgrown it.
Yeah, well, some of us have the girly voices. I myself don't have the deepest voice, but
I don't have a girly voice. At least I like to think that I don't.
No, you certainly have one of the police officers, astronaut, fire.
Sexy.
Yeah, very.
The sexiest voice you know.
Very sexy, debonair.
Well, thank you, Gene.
And I say that being within a foot of Isaiah's mouth right now.
By the way, I'm heterosexual, and I'd like to think Gene is as well.
He'd like to think that.
You know, true to life, you'd be very interested to see Gene in person. I just won't go into that being right next to him.
Aha. There you go. You saw it first, and if you would like to see pictures of the Genes, just head out to saints.gamedemons.net.
Yes, saints.gamedemons.net. Idle Team Saints.
Idle Team Saints. Woop Team woop. Saints on gamesnet.net, IRC channel for all you non-nerds out there. Get on it.
Right now.
Right now, this very
Let's
second.
Do it.
In fact, we're not even continuing until you do.
Are you there now?
Are you done it? Because we'll check.
Alright.
We will. Okay.
There better be at least 50 idlers in there.
Yeah, by the time this goes live, we really better have 50 idlers if we're going to be very upset.
Yeah. We may never grace you with another show.
This is true. All right, well, we're going to just, for now, trust that you're there. And we're going to go ahead and move on to our next subject, which is the games that we're playing right now.
Current round of games. Relatively good year for games, though.
It really has been a wonderful year for games when you look at all that's come out. Even at the beginning of the year, when we had games like Panzer Dragoon Orta come out.
It was a good game, but very short, and
well, yeah.
Most of the games that everyone was looking forward to honestly just got pushed back to next year.
That's true. We had games like Doom 3 and Half-Life 2.
Yeah, scheduled all year to come out this month, December,
mm-hmm.
and pushed back to February, April. April Halo 2 now is due in April. Doom 3 is due in June for the Xbox. Fable pushed back for the third year in a row now.
Now, I was really interested in looking at Fable. I don't own an Xbox myself. For the longest time, I thought it was made of the teeth of Christians and Jews.
I was the same way until I played Halo.
Yes,
the
Halo.
Redeeming savior of the Xbox.
It is indeed, and it's somewhat sad, though, when you look at a system and you still see that the game being most played on it really is 2 years old.
Truly, truly. Working at GameStop, I can vouch for the fact that I sell several copies of Halo every day.
Mm.
In fact, every time I sell a new Xbox, which is several times a day, I almost always sell a copy of Halo, a two-year-old game. And my dilemma now with the Xbox is, what else do I buy?
Yeah, where do you go from Halo? I mean, really, do you wait for Halo 2? I mean, is that your next game?
Well, probably. There are some great cross-platform games, though. Mm. And if you're going to go cross-platform, it is always best to go with the Xbox because it's got the hard drive, it's got the custom soundtracks and
that's true.
Mini cases.
But it does have the bulky controller, and sometimes it pays to play some of these games on a PlayStation 2 controller.
Well, I'll definitely agree with you. The PlayStation 2 controller is much, much superior to the Xbox controller. Though the Xbox S controller isn't too bad.
No, I've played with both controllers. I played with the giant one at launch.
Hamburger.
Yeah, the hamburger. And then playing recently with you, co-op through Halo, I've been playing with the S controller. And the S controller really is that much better.
Speaking of going co-op through Halo, Gene insists we do it on Legendary.
I think that, if you're going to play a game as legendary as Halo, it should be played on Legendary the first time through, so you get that experience.
This brings the dilemma of of getting killed every 5 seconds, though. One of us sitting back in a non-populated area, while the other goes out and sacrifices his mortal body.
But the fact is that when all is said and done, you will be able to say, Legendary, oh yeah, I beat that.
With the help of a friend.
Right. Who doesn't even own an Xbox.
Well, that's... it's ridiculously hard, though. For all of you out there who've played through Halo on Legendary by yourselves, kudos.
Kudos to you, indeed. We're playing it, and, we're just having a really hard time. Yeah.
Just everywhere we turn, pink things, just chasing me. I'm trying to run, and they all, they track me down. Stuck in my back. Blowing up.
Blowing up, indeed.
Always dead. Never alive.
Never alive. being alive in Halo is overrated anyway.
That's true. Though, we've had some good times with the rocket matches.
Yeah, the rocket matches indeed have been a good time. Playing that two and three ways. Owning in the face.
Yeah. Yeah, Gene, who isn't as good as Halo at good as Halo at most.
Let's try this sentence again. One take.
I just give up. I give up, honestly.
All right.
I don't know what's going on, but anyway, we'd like to give a shout out to our sponsors.
Yeah, we'd definitely moving on. Sorry, this is our first time, folks. Moving on, yeah, we definitely like to give a shout out to our sponsor.
Future sponsors.
Yeah.
Which would just be fantastic. We'd like to eventually start commentating on recent matches in Counter-Strike.
That would be excellent.
Speaking about various things, possibly some emails from fans, and we may even start doing some phone calls eventually.
We just might once. This really takes off. I mean, this is the first episode, so who knows? In a year's time, what could happen?
And I can see it happening.
All right. Well, the sponsor we'd like to give a shout out to is GamerX. It's located in Plano, Texas, on
Parker and Independence, on the northwest corner, near the Whirly Ball Stadium.
Ah, yes, the Whirly Ball.
Our good friend Connor likes to go there every once in a while, and I'll gladly call him a fag because of it.
I second his fagditude in that manner. Yep, and if you wanted to check out GamerX, you can check it out at GamerX.com, with the E being a 3. So GAM3RX.com.
Good check it out. It's a great place to go. I recommend doing the BYOC every once in a while.
Yep.
It's pretty cheap, varying prices right now. But Thursdays, Counter-Strike Clans play for free.
Play for free, 100%
free. All day.
Have five members of your clan.
Noon to midnight. Just go up there, bring up five members of your clan, play for free.
It's really, I mean,
can't beat it.
It's an excellent deal, especially for those that are playing in Cal right now. When the Cal season starts again, we have season 10 coming up. This was just going to be an opportunity for all those clans that are in the local area to LAN. And having played LANs, I will tell you that this is an infinitely better experience.
There is nothing like a LAN game, my friends. Nothing at all. When you put that that red dot on someone's head and you pull the trigger and it actually hits them.
That's the best part.
There's no interp checks because you don't have to worry about it.
And there's no hacking because, I mean, if someone's hacking, you just punch them.
That's right.
They're right there.
Just right next to it. Yep. Just go ahead and do it.
All right, then. We'd also like to say thanks to our sponsor, Gene's House.
Gene's House is located in Crapsville, USA.
Crapsville, USA. Yeah.
Next to Pile of Dung Mansions. Mm-hmm. The desert of Gene's dad.
Aha! Uh-huh. Yes, I don't really understand what that's supposed to mean. However, I'm sure that it is true.
It is true. If you ever get the chance to see Gene's dad, he looks exactly like Gene will in several years.
I, however, will not be taking up the smoking as the father does.
Sweet smoking.
Sweet smoking.
It's emphysema-licious, I tell you.
This is true.
I enjoy death. So, Gene, how's school going for you? Being in school and all still.
Yes. Admittedly, I am a junior this year. I won't be graduating until next year.
Next year?
Yeah.
Yeah.
See. Well, you know, what can you do? Everybody's got to go through school, and I'm sorry that you were born earlier than me. What do you want me to say? You want me to say that you're cool, that I look up to you? No. You're just older, that's it.
It's true.
It's true. I mean, it really
is. I'm older. I have a car. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. My own place.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I can look at porn whenever I want on my computer.
This is nothing but the truth.
No deleting the history for me, my friend. I just leave it laying around the house. How's it going? There it is. Right when you walk through the door.
It hits you in the face like a giant cloud of poison. It makes you gag, quite honestly. All right, though.
Yeah. Speaking of gagging, this morning, yesterday being Christmas, lots of food. And I actually went over to Adam's house, who we were speaking of earlier, Fat Adam. And ate some food.
This food
was fantastic. And there were these tamales.
Tamales of death.
I've never actually eaten anything that instantly gave me indigestion, just right off the bat. And it didn't affect me until this morning when I went into work.
Well, you have a very, and we've talked about this before off the air, you have a very slow digestive track. I mean, it takes you 8 hours.
Yeah, generally.
You know, at least.
It would take 8 hours to digest my food and make that trip to the...
For me, I can have to go before I actually finish my meal.
It's true, and it's so... undigested by the time Gene's finished with it, that the smell will actually be that of the food which he's just eaten.
It really is that true. When I go, you know, own the throne, you can really smell what I ate. It's not difficult. It's like that Biodome movie, if you saw it, where Pauly Shore is, smelling the farts and guessing the food being eaten. You really can. I eat Chinese food, you will smell the soy sauce.
It's true. I can contest for that. He gladly unloaded in my house after we ate sushi one day.
And that right there really was a good experience.
It was indeed. And Moving on to my story here. This morning, as I was getting the GameStop ready and all, I had this terrible feeling in the depths of my bowels. And being at work, see, I rarely own the throne at work. Mm-hmm. Unless I have to, because the toilet paper there is razor sharp and paper thin. As it should be, of course, but not wax paper. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, in consistency. So once finished with this just absolutely explosive experience, cleaning myself with this paper was quite the task. It just kind of smears around, mm-hmm. and in the middle of it, my finger poked through the paper. It was terrible.
This truly is the epitome of a bad throne own. When the finger
actually jabs,
misguided, somehow touches the unspeakable goo.
It was terrible. I washed my hands for 5 minutes straight in boiling hot water. And I could have sworn my anus was bleeding at the end of it.
It would not surprise me.
It's just, so I'm going to go ahead and say to all my corporate friends from GameStop Corporate, give me some goddamn new toilet paper, you bastards.
Some toilet paper, honestly.
Double ply.
You know, it's not. It's really not that much more.
It really isn't, and it would make me so happy.
It would make all of us happy. It's almost coming to the point where you have to keep a roll with you.
It's true. I almost just want to carry one around in my pocket when I go to these public restrooms and my mm-hmm. anus is bleeding.
No, it's true. When you wipe yourself with this paper thin stuff that, you know, it feels like you're wiping yourself with a journal.
Sure, yeah.
And,
a journal or, like, you know, a double-edged sword.
A double-edged sword. Honestly, it can get that way, and my mom used to keep, you know, her bathroom like that for a real long time until, you know, I finally just told her, look, straight up, I'm not gonna poo here if you're gonna keep it like this.
I mean, I've used leaves that are better off than this paper.
I have used sandpaper that was more comfortable than some of this.
I can believe it, dude.
It's really quite horrible, and so, all you head honchos at GameStop, you get on that.
That's right, and I have to say, mention that my name is no longer Isaiah. I was lying this entire time. It is, in fact, Brandon Halverson. And,
if you're going to fire anyone, please make it Brandon.
Indeed. Make it Brandon.
All right. Well, I guess we're really winding down here.
Indeed.
I don't really have too much to say. We have a prank coming up that is not live, I'm sad to say. We don't have the equipment.
Do not. Not right now. We're going to eventually get to the point where we can do these prank calls live. We expect it to be the highlight of our show in most cases.
So, for those of you that are drooling bored right now, sitting through this part of the show, you know, have hope there is a golden light at the end of the tunnel.
And I'm sure you'll be fast-forwarding to that golden light at the end of almost every episode.
Every single one. For those of you that have not heard the prank calls that we have done already by myself, you can see them at saints.gamedemons.net. Game Demons is very strange in its spelling, so...
I'll go ahead and spell that for you. It's GameDaemons.
All right.
.com.
.net.
.net. It's .net.
It's .net. It's .com. And for all those at home laughing right now, get girlfriends, okay? Because you need them.
Yeah, it's true. There's too few Counter-Strike players out there getting any play this day and age, and it's gonna be happening when we're raking in the big money. Mm-hmm. You know, pimping it like Puffy G.
Puffy G.
Or Puffy D.
Puffy D.
If I knew what I was talking about.
And you don't know.
Not at all. Cause
not at all.
I'm not gangster-like in the slightest.
And eventually we'll have a quitty little sound inserts here that'll make him look even stupider.
That's true, you know. dumb
sounds. Yeah, right now, you know, we just have to
just completely
them.
Bleep out everything I'm saying with donkey noises and farts.
Yep, no, that's exactly what I was planning.
So, anyway, thanks for your time.
No, thanks for your time. It seems like I had something else to say, but I've forgotten.
Fantastic.
Let's talk for a minute until I remember.
All right. Looking around James' computer room here, I see a dancing sunflower.
Aha, the dancing sunflower. It was a gift from my mom when I was really young. And
honestly, who cares?
Hey, that it may look dumb, but it was one of the crowning gifts of my younger life. And if you can't understand that, I mean,
you know, people, it's one of those things where you play the radio next to it, and it's a little sunflower, and it's shaking its little sunflower butt left and right,
uh-huh,
with the little guitar in its leafy hand. It's truly a precious, precious thing, Gene.
And really, you can see where I got angry. Here, I'm holding it in my hand, and this used to be a very intricately tied bow tie. And for those of you at home...
She strangled it.
For those of you at home, it now basically looks like the beginnings of a shoelace. But it was...
Or a noose.
Yeah, or a noose. He doesn't want to live anymore, as you can see.
And, in the festive theme of this holiday season, there is a giant black tarantula on Gene's desk.
It is. This is a little something my dad brought home from work in a pitiful effort to scare me while playing Counter-Strike.
It's a gigantic spider.
It is. It probably measures... We're probably looking at, what, 3.5 feet? 3 feet?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Sure does.
It's about
a... That's a big old spider there.
It is a giant, giant spider.
All right.
All right, well, I'm not remembering what I thought I would, so...
Fantastic. Perhaps we'll edit it in later on.
Perhaps we will, but I honestly see it not coming over the horizon.
All right. Well, eventually maybe we'll come up with some good jokes and something entertaining.
Something?
Maybe.
I don't know.
Perhaps. And
hopefully.
But you'll get to see a shine in the prank calls.
Oh, I really...
Just honestly, you know, once we get our voices on and and our sex on with each other.
Wait, that edits out. Isaiah and I are just kind of flirtatiously looking at each other right now.
Oh.
Yeah.
So, all Gene. Right.
I guess we're going to close up with that then.
All right. Well, signing out, this has been Isaiah Izzy Peterson.
And this is Gene SQ Lover Angel. And
it's been the Squizzy Show.
It has been the Squizzy Show. Thank you guys for listening, and we hope that you don't feel dumber.
Indeed.
All right. We need some sort of catchphrase to throw out at the end, so... Aha!
You've just watched the Squizzy Show. We pray to God it did not blow.
But they didn't actually watch it. I mean, they listened to it.
Listen to it. Indeed. I don't know. I have no catchphrases, personally.
Okay, we'll work on, you know, we'll work on that.
Spadoinkle.
Spadoinkle to you. All right. Bye.
Bye.